Call this meeting to order, please stand for the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have the roll call?
Councilmember Deedy?
Here.
Councilmember Oglesby?
Here.
Councilmember Edelman?
Here.
Councilmember Stout?
She has been excused.
Councilmember Wisnowski?
Here.
Okay, we unfortunately do not have Seth with us tonight because he's been sick all week. This is some kind of crud. So anyway, we just have the one thing that he's working on right now to add to the capital improvement plan, which is the traffic impact fee study, which some of it was going to be REAP money. So in fact, all of it's going to be REAP money, but we're going to have some staff labor, so it could be not that expensive. But anyway, so this was something I think that we talked about in the Public Works meeting a couple weeks ago, but we still haven't gotten to the point where we're going to be putting it in front of council because we haven't gotten a study done. So, and it's the most complicated part about, we already did the concurrency for traffic, but the traffic impact fees are more complicated. So we have to hire somebody that actually does the study for us. So I don't know if you have any questions or anything else that you thought maybe should be put on the capital improvement plan. But with Seth not being here this week, we were not able to explore if there was anything else to go on. Council member Edelman.
Oh, I just want to say, too, this is for non-MPD-related projects because we already have impact fees with the MPD, correct?
Well, not traffic impact fees. It's just different for the MPDs.
But basically, this is funding a study.
Yeah, so what's happened with the MPDs is they're paying for the infrastructure.
Right.
And then they get credit for what they pay for.
Right, right.
And with this, it's for other people to build outside of the MPDs for us to collect money so we can either buy property or do something with the impact fees that will help us when we're working on some infrastructure, traffic infrastructure in the city.
So how does this fit into the budget?
Well, it's not in the budget,
right,
but
now
we have the REAP money, so well, it'll be a budget change.
It'll be a budget change?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I didn't know if anybody had any questions or anybody had any capital improvement plan things that you wanted to add.
I'm sure there's some to add. I just haven't thought of them all.
So, well, and we're
if it's not going to be added tonight,
no,
you know, that isn't the whole.
And we're going to have
work studies
when we do a smaller CIP review this summer.
So I just don't want anybody to think, well, they didn't add anything tonight, so we're good.
Yeah. No.
I think one of the things that we need to see is kind of the citywide sidewalk plan, right? I mean, it'd be nice to see sidewalk on both sides of 169.
Well, there eventually will be.
It's exactly what I mean, right?
But he just wants to know what the plan is.
I just want to know what the plan is to make sure we have a plan, right?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that, you know, we're thinking kind of the multi-years ahead. I would just hate for us to be, since I was involved in this back home, right, in one of those cities that has a fatality and then decides to plan for a sidewalk, right?
So our city plan requires us to put sidewalks in when we build new developments. So part of the new development is that they have to put sidewalks in. So the only place that they don't do that is places that don't have sidewalks.
Right.
Like our street would never have sidewalks.
Right. But I would assume like the new roundabout at 169 and Roberts will connect to the sidewalk that's already there on the east side.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I think what Wisnowski's saying is a good idea. If there's like an overview, like somebody could come any time that this area is going to have a sidewalk, right. And they could see an overview that this is on right. the horizon for mm-hmm. the council and yeah. the city.
Yep.
It's not in the works at the moment, but it's there. It's something that's going to happen.
Yeah, like you can go to Sound Transit and see that, you know, oh, this leg is 2041 well, is Issaquah, right?
That may be. So yeah, but the thing is it's all going to be contingent on grant money.
Right.
You know.
Yep.
Right. But also,
yeah, sidewalks aren't cheap.
Well, I wanted to say too, if you look at Provident Electric mm-hmm. on 169,
yeah, they've added
sidewalks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, because they have.
No, but right.
so
that's
our code requires anybody that's building in an area that's required sidewalks that they have to build, yep. pay for the building the yep. sidewalks.
Yeah.
And that would be the same when the storage unit comes in, if they
right.
come in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
It would just be nice to know, for the citizens to know by 2030, right, we should have sidewalk from city limit here to city limit here, right, along 169 or just, I'm not saying that's
well,
a good date.
A
I'm
plan.
Just saying, what's
I mean,
the
plan is, I don't know how far now, I don't remember. I think the sidewalk here just goes up to like 6th Avenue, right?
Yeah.
Okay. There is ultimately a plan to carry it all the way up right. to Lawson Estate.
But yeah. some of them, when it's private property, we're not going to be building sidewalks. The people that develop the property, like Provident Electric, they're building the sidewalks.
Yeah. Right.
Because it's part of our code.
Right. Yep.
But someplace like by the elementary school where you got the kids coming up 2nd Avenue,
right,
that would be good to know, you know, yep. is there going to be a sidewalk out there? Is the new homes that are being built out there, the four homes, are they going to have a sidewalk out there? You know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that if you are a citizen and you're moving in to an area, you know, okay, eventually they're the city does have a plan for sidewalks, and here it is. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and I think probably Public Works has somewhere.
Yeah.
They have a plan, yeah. now, whether it's physically written down or something that's publishable.
Right.
But let me tell you, I grew up in Bellevue, basically downtown Bellevue.
Mm-hmm.
They've never had sidewalks. And even these new 5,000-square-foot homes that are taking the place of the little tiny World War II houses, mm-hmm. there's no sidewalks. So,
but the council could put together, have just like they have a plan, have a sidewalk plan.
Sure. Yeah, and I think, you know, maybe we should bring this up, you know, when Aaron and I meet again on mm-hmm. Public Works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and it'd be a good topic for a town meeting, right, for at the town meeting to hear what the citizens want, right? What do they feel they would like a sidewalk here or they would like a sidewalk right. there, right? I know that I've had people talk to me about sidewalks on both sides of 169 up to from the Northern Commercial District all the way back, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sidewalks aren't cheap. I think people realize sidewalks aren't cheap. So they kind of want to see, do we have any plan long-term to have sidewalks here to there and that kind
of
thing?
And part of it, too, on 169 is we don't own that road.
Right.
You know?
Yeah,
then the
exactly.
state sticks their nose
yep.
up, too. So, but I will bring it up at our next Public Works meeting. Yeah, with Seth being out this week, we didn't have
yeah.
one. And
that's something that you could put on the CIP as a 2070, you know, a whole outlook of.
Yeah, but our CIP isn't that long.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying that there, you know, you can have
right.
sidewalks within the city, you know, just so it's on the CIP. So if there is grant money that comes out for sidewalks,
yep.
you can go.
Well,
for
and the walkable cities initiatives, right? They have grant money, right? And I think we should have a standard for sidewalks. So let's say if house, you know, homeowner X wanted to put a sidewalk in,
we do have standards.
Okay, we do. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Okay, next item is the updated city plans and regulations, and Andy and Barbara and Seth have been working on this list, and it says sensitive here, and Barbara had to work with, had to deal with her dad again, so. She couldn't make it, so she made the list up with the help of Andy and Seth, and so we will be working on the park plan next year, probably not this year, probably next year, and I think Seth's working on the trails plan right now because of that Green to Cedar River
oh, yeah.
trail.
Well, Well, I think the other thing that when you start reading through all of this stuff, our folks are really busy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're short-staffed. And everything has to be prioritized with whatever fire is being led under them at the time. So
anyway, we're working on the sensitive area ordinance right now. And the water comp plan.
Well, some of these, you know, like the park plan, you know, you could have a council and ad hoc committee, mm-hmm. just like you have a fire and ad hoc mm-hmm. committee, where we don't have staff that come to the ad hoc committee, but you can have, you know, a park plan. You can even include citizens to be a part of that,
mm-hmm.
and work that and then go through the staff and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, park plan would be a great place to get citizen feedback on.
And the municipal codes.
Right.
And
a lot of those have to be approved by other department of ecology or department of health or depending on which department it is.
Commerce, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I think, you know, from my perspective, when you just look at this, these are things that just still need to get done, and there's only so many hours in the day, and we are delinquent in some of them. But that's the way it goes because other priorities have popped up.
Well, and but I'm the sure the mayor's met with department heads to prioritize them.
Of course, of course. The other thing, though, that I think is really important, though, when you start looking at this is grants are not available until we update these documents.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, and again, you've got Seth and Barb have got plans for getting these updates done. But look how long it's taken to even get our city comprehensive plan
and that's
in a
not
condition.
Going to be, it's not going to be in the next meeting
right.
either. It's going to be delayed another 2 weeks mm. for the first meeting in May.
But things just don't move as quickly as maybe we would hope because a lot of it's staffing issues. People have lives that are impacting things that are going on. So
I guess when the mayor and I kind of talked about it, so the park plan, we don't have a park plan, so we can't go out for grants, but when the one thing came in for Frisbee Golf,
mm-hmm.
we went out to get a grant.
It was a different kind of a grant. It was a recreational grant that had to do with children. It didn't
have
anything to do.
It's different ones, though. Yeah.
Yes.
Still go out,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I think park, you know, you think about the park plan, you think, you know, all our parks, you know, all our parks have, you know, toys, you know, climbing stuff,
mm-hmm.
and stuff. But you're saying you can still go out for grants for those.
Just
right.
not from
the
RCO.
We can still say to the council that some of our play structures need to be upgraded, and we want that on the CIP.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. Because I think on the CIP under the park, there's some upgrading to the skateboard park. So isn't that on there?
Yeah. Well, and, you know, the other thing, too, this is Seth, Andy, and Barb's list. In addition, you start looking at the municipal code. That affects our attorney, who's up to his eyebrows right now. Not only with our city's business, but other cities that he's the city attorney for. So
some of these things, I mean, right, a lot of them, the council can help. You know, the council doesn't have to sit outside and wait for
direction.
Staff. You know, we can get on board and start doing that now
mm-hmm.
if we want an ad hoc.
Well, like it'd be net for like parks and trails, right? I'm on the parks committee. It'd be nice to have a little bit of input from the community about what they'd like to see,
yeah.
right? I mean, we can talk to people, but it'd be nice to have an open or.
Well, I think that once we do the park plan, we have to have public hearings.
Oh, for
right.
sure.
But it'd be nice to have some input before we kind of start writing stuff.
But, you know,
I don't know. Do they have open meetings in the, when we do the park plan? Do we have meetings?
Yeah, those will be open. But it is a good, you know, there is questionnaires, you know, there's survey monkey, and there's
mm-hmm.
the ability to, with, you know, now we have in-house IT and Rob's group, okay, well, I should talk IT. Anyway, that there's the ability.
could put out a survey there, and then you could let people with one IP address vote. You don't get certain people kind of tilting, you know, your analysis.
Yeah.
And that's a true test to do that before you start the park plan. What do people want? Do you want park on top of Los Angeles? I'm just making something up, right? So if you get a bunch of people say, we need a park on top of Lawson Hill, then you reflect that in the park plan and figure out how do we accomplish that.
Exactly.
Or if people say, oh, we need a new playground at Eagle Creek Park. Okay, and you kind of, but it kind of directs you, you know, where you kind of mold the plan. And then you still have to have an open process so people like can come and say, you know, how much is it going to cost and how do you keep the maintenance up and all those things.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
At least getting that survey. I mean, because I think staff, I know staff and the mayor, we talked about this, embracing the ability, not necessarily on social media and that platform, but to be able to get that out there on our city website, our approval process, to hear from people. People are working, people are commuting here and back and forth, and they're on the go. But they will take 10 minutes at their break or at their lunch or riding on their bus or their carpool. You maybe scroll on and log in and tell us.
So what's
I keep
your
getting
feeling?
Emails from some company that wants to help us with that.
When you've done SurveyMonkey before, at least I think twice, haven't you? And do you feel like they were pretty successful getting some citizen? Because I think my personal opinion is I think we're better off to do that than to have a town hall meeting where no one shows up.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out.
How
can people duplicate on SurveyMonkey?
There's a way. I know the last one we did, it was before Bob and Chip was still IT, and then when Bob was IT, they had a mechanism to not allow people to come in from the same IP address that he to kind of tint your heart.
Yeah.
You know, tilt the thing.
Yeah.
So yes, there is a mechanism.
But that's not necessarily fair either. Because Bob and I have the same IP address, and maybe we don't agree.
Then you could handwrite what
you said. Oh, all right. You
can do it from your phone, and he can do it from the computer at the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do it on Wi-Fi at Starbucks and I don't know.
But that might be something that we have to think about, too, because if you've got a couple, it's one thing if you've got a passel of kids that are all going to get on and skew the results. But, we can work that out.
I also think, though, that, you know, doing the survey through the computer is one thing, but not everybody has that ability, especially your seniors don't always.
Yep.
Some of them like to come to those open houses. And it's also a chance to get face-to-face. You know, there really is not a whole lot of people come, especially this last one. But, you know, maybe certain things, people will come.
Well, we have another option, too. You know, do paper copies and we take them to the community center. The thing is, though, with that, is that not everybody at the community center lives in the city of Black Diamond.
Yeah.
So I think we still have to do both.
Yeah, we just need a way.
All of those written comments.
Sure.
We could, and we could always set up like an email alias and have people be able to email comments into parks at CI, you know, Black Diamond.
Yeah.
WA.gov or whatever.
Yeah.
So, we can talk to Rob. I'll talk to Rob.
Yeah. Let staff run it, though.
Yes, that's what I said. I'll talk to Rob.
This is their job.
No,
I know, exactly.
You are a council member.
Not to Rob. Let whoever the director is make those.
Oh, okay.
Right. Because I don't know if we're ready to start on the park plan. Yeah.
Well,
right?
I can't tell Rob what to do. I can just ask him his thoughts.
Yes, so
the mayor's job.
Whoever the director is, which would be Barb or Seth on that park plan, I don't know when they're ready to start launching, so let them get everything. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I include them.
Yeah.
Not just going to go off and noodle in a corner somewhere together.
Well, I mean, that's probably not all bad either. I mean, you can sit and talk about things, but, you know, ultimately it's the staff that brings stuff over to us.
Mm-hmm.
So. Okay.
When they're ready.
When they're ready.
Yes.
When they're ready.
It sounds like we need more staff. But even when they're not ready, there doesn't preclude you from asking questions still.
You can ask questions. Or you, you can have input. You can say, I think this would be a terrific question to add to the survey.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it. Mm-hmm. We're still citizens, even though we're on the council.
So, are we on to item number three? Mm-hmm. Okay, so David sent a late email. He meant to send it out this morning, and he forgot. He wrote it last night, and then he forgot to send it out. So.
And this kind of sums up the conversations David and I have had, kind of on and off, right? The reason I asked to have this added to the agenda was to kind of get the pulse of the council and kind of see, you know, how comfortable we were with I think that probably the best approach is to start on the proclamation, whatever, non-legally binding side of things, right? Mm-hmm. Just to kind of you know, hey, we honor our oath to your constitutional rights. We don't have to call things out, you know, the specific laws out, right? I think the two examples I sent in, I think one of them, I think Benton County did not specifically cite 1639, right? Right. Whereas the one for the other county did.
Ponderay,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So there are now 9 counties that have either done a resolution or a initiative or a resolution.
So I didn't make copies of all this, but Jamie gave me some emails and stuff from the sheriff's, from the police departments that she belongs to. Uh-huh. And basically their stance is that they don't want to do anything until it's decided in the
right.
courts.
Yep.
So I don't know if you want to read some of this. She just made copies of this stuff.
Right. Yeah, and I think that the whole, you know, the whole, specifically to 1639 and those laws, right, they're going to be in court for a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
I think it says 18 months.
Yeah, if not more than that, right? So what I was thinking, what it might be more closer to what I think Benton County did, right, where it's really just a proclamation that says, you know, we support the Second Amendment rights and the Article 1, Section 24 rights mm-hmm. from the state constitution. Mm-hmm. Well, they did call out 1639, but we don't have to. So I just kind of wanted to kind of get the pulse of what everybody thought, right?
Didn't we already take the oath of wellness?
Yes, we did take an oath, but so did other members in our state.
I know I brought this up to Janie, but, you know, I'm just going to say, we also have a public issues committee that Janie belongs to. I mean, she could bring that up there. She's got every city sitting there.
We don't, yeah, if that's, they're not going to touch that. No. It's in
so
litigation.
My personal thought is that I think that we don't need to do anything. We just let the courts do it and wait and see what comes out of it. I think each of us have our ideas on I-1639, but to put the city in that position, and to speak, my issue is that I haven't gone out to knock on doors and talk to residents about I-1639. It passed by 60%, correct?
The resolution passed by 58, something like that, right?
I don't know what my city, nobody has emailed me, called me,
right.
and said, hey, you need to do what the counties in Eastern Washington are doing.
No, it's not just Eastern Washington, right? There are now 15 sheriffs, along with the 9 counties that have...
Right, sheriff. There is a couple of sheriffs.
So here's one thing you can do. You can go find out who voted in Black Diamond, which way they voted, because that's the way that you should be representing the citizens.
You can, it's by numbers, by precinct by numbers. It's not Janie Edelman voted this way
right.
because we have a private vote, but in my precinct,
right.
it'll say so many voted yes, so many
that
voted
only works if the voters were properly informed.
right? And that's actually the gist of the lawsuit was 1639, is that the resolution, the initiative itself was misleading. That's why I'm saying is that we could do a proclamation, right, that doesn't mention 1639, that simply has language saying that we support the Second Amendment and Section Article 1, Section 24 of the state constitution.
I don't see a reason to do that. I already support all our constitutions, and I already swore.
What is the harm of doing a proclamation that says we support that?
The thing is, though, Chris, is, all right, so we've got the U.S. Constitution, the Second Amendment. Mm-hmm. We also have the state of Washington Constitution, which is even a stronger statement.
Right. Okay? Yeah, it says shall not be infringed.
Right. And I am a gun owner. Mm-hmm. I do have a concealed pistol permit. Mm-hmm. I don't think we need to do this right now. The only city that I know of is Republic, and that got splashed all over the papers in the news.
And we don't need to be in the papers anymore,
that's
Chris.
The whole thing.
Just
you
in
didn't,
case
you
forgot.
Didn't live through those 2 years.
I was here. I watched.
You watched. It's very different when you were on that side of the table. Okay.
Understand.
I also look at it to have a county and county sheriffs. Those are the big boys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You don't see the King County sheriff.
Of course,
understand.
It's King County. You're not.
I know.
That's why it passed,
because of King Pierce, Snohomish,
right.
Kitsap, probably. But the point is, and we've got a letter from our attorney that says, don't do anything yet. It's in the courts. Let's let the court do their thing. The police chief feels the same way. I just think we're premature. It's not that I don't want to do it. I just think it's too early.
I think that a proclamation, which is not binding, which simply restates that we support our oath to the Constitution, doesn't put us in any legal jeopardy, right? It's just a proclamation. It doesn't bind. It simply says that we support our oath to the Constitution, has nothing to do with a specific law or initiative, right? Thus would not be affected by any future court case or anything like that. Would not bind us to anything, right? It doesn't say we're not going to use our resources to enforce it like some of the other counties and stuff have said, right? But it would say to our citizens that we understand that there's a lot of unhappiness around how that initiative got passed, right? And that now 9 counties, I think it's 15 county sheriffs, have all said that they will not enforce it, right? That we hear their voice. And that's all a proclamation would say.
And you can have our attorney draft a proclamation, and you and another council member can bring it forward to the full council for a vote. It takes 2 council members mm-hmm. to do that.
Yeah,
that's your option. But I just think it's premature. I think we need to let it work its way through the court system.
I don't understand, Chris, to do a proclamation without referencing I-1639 when specifically that's what you want to talk about and what you're referencing out, right?
I mean, well, not necessarily. It would be any... So from my point of view, right, anything that would go against your constitutional right, whether it be your First Amendment right, your Second Amendment right, your Fourth Amendment right, any of those constitutional rights I would be against. I truly feel that I-1639 was misrepresented. I truly feel that the other around it, but that's not the point. The point is that the attempts to subvert our federal constitution and even our state constitution are just being ignored for political purposes. And I think that a statement by this council saying that we hear that voice, we support the Constitution, without mentioning any of the resolutions, would not put us in any jeopardy. It would not, most likely, not cause a media circus.
But I just think that we should. Okay, I'm going to say I will wait and see what the court says. So if it came as a resolution before the council, I would not vote on it. I think that you just see what the courts do, what they say, how it plays out there.
Would you not vote on it, or would you vote no?
I would vote no.
And my feeling on this, I would lean toward whatever David has to say, even though my personal feelings is
great. Right.
I feel more with Chris on the situation, but with the legal advice from David, I'm gonna lean toward his advice.
So his advice from the discussions we've had is that a resolution would be inappropriate at this time, okay. Right? But a proclamation doesn't bind us. It doesn't put us in any legal jeopardy. It is simply a statement. What?
You could just make a motion. It doesn't have to be a proclamation. It's just
well, you have to have verbiage, right?
But you can read a motion.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
And it has the same authority as a resolution, but it's just a motion that you read and then you ask for a vote.
Yeah, I guess
but
I don't know.
A proclamation is just something the mayor would read that says, you know, like we just passed last right. week, we passed right. the proclamation. Yeah.
And that's what I have to talk to David about. What's the difference between the different kind of things between a proclamation, a motion, a resolution, and that kind of thing that mm-hmm. would keep him happy, right? Mm-hmm. Because it keeps us out of legal jeopardy, right? And truthfully, I don't think that even if we did pass something, it would. We'll get Bob Ferguson to yell at us, but that's about it, right? And like I care. That's my own personal opinion.
But, you know,
opinion,
I mean, I'm just right? looking at from this email from David Linehan. My recommendation at this time is that the council be cautious about adopting any formal mm-hmm. policies or procedures yep. concerning I-1639, as there is at least one federal court case pending in the Western District of Washington, which is Seattle, which will likely be decided before the end of the year.
Right. And that's why I said we wouldn't do a resolution and which would cause a policy or procedure change, right?
Yeah.
So that's why I was leaning more towards more of a statement, right?
Which would be a motion.
Which would be, a motion or a proclamation, mm-hmm. whatever, right? That would say more that, you know, it doesn't have to mention any of the current legalities, right? It could simply say, we hear the voice, we...
But we're not hearing the voice. I mean,
I sure as heck am.
You're hearing from...
I'm hearing from people. Black Diamond people, yeah. The board of directors of the gun club would love to meet with me to discuss this further.
But they're King County. They're not Black Diamond.
Yeah, but the members live in Black Diamond,
some
of them do,
some
right?
Some of them do.
So,
can I make another comment?
Mm-hmm.
What I might suggest you do is talk to our city clerk, and under the council reports for our next meeting, why don't you bring this up in the meeting? And we can have a discussion. That also will allow, if we have any public here, for them to come and express their interests or concerns. And that way you bring it out in an open public meeting. And that's what I just think that might be the best thing to do.
When I looked at the agenda for tonight, I thought, discussion on constitutional rights support. I thought it was very vague.
Purposely.
You know, I
want to stay out of the legal circus.
If you want your citizens that are against or for I-1639, then don't you want to tell them what exactly really you're talking about? Then you put I-1639 and you get them here to listen and you get people to understand.
I could easily fill this room with people who are against I-1639. We've done it in 9 counties. You know, it'd be very easy to do, but I don't want the media show, right?
But I feel like I'm not being honest with my citizens when something goes out, like a regular work session agenda, and it's not really saying what we're here talking about.
But it is. The point isn't a specific...
I don't think everybody knows what you're going to talk about, right? I don't think everybody follows the gun law or anything like that. I think if you would have put... I-1639, you may have gotten a full body in here. But there isn't.
My point isn't just 1639.
If you have that many members of Black Diamond upset about it, and they knew that I-1639 was going to be discussed here tonight, then they would have been here, right?
So get with Brenda, get on the count, get it on your... We do this, I've done it all the time in the last 7 years. My name, whatever my pet project is that I want to talk about, you just put it on as your discussion item.
Okay.
And I think, and then if you want to, you know, get a bunch of folks in here, that
so
way...
I've been trying to avoid that, right? Because that just kind of churns the media circus.
Well, but the thing is that we need to have the citizens here to tell us what they would like.
And what you want to do is you want to put it out there and say, Bob Ferguson, Black Diamond doesn't agree with you on I-1639, but you want to do it a little bit of a roundabout way to do it, right? Without saying I-1639.
I think this is a bigger issue than 1639 or 594 or any of that, right? And that's why the approach that I think would work best is more of a general statement on constitutional rights than a specific statement on 1639 or any of the other currently...
But then it has no teeth to it.
Yeah, exactly.
If it's too general, what's the point? We support the United States and Washington State Constitution. We took an oath for that.
Yeah. So did Ferguson and Inslee.
But they
and so did all the, so did all the folks that are suggesting legislation in our current legislative session.
I'm not going to go there, but because I don't necessarily agree with everything that they do and say. But this affects our city. We've already went through hell. I don't want us to have to go through... Look at Republic. I mean, Republic was just vilified in the news because of the stance that they took. And I don't want us to go through that again.
Now, wasn't his last statement, if you don't want to follow this and you have an issue with it, don't just, you know, bring it up. Take it to court. Have your attorneys take it to court. Have them file.
Well, he does say, and to the extent that a majority of the council can reach a consensus, there would be little risk to the city from a legal perspective in passing a non-binding declaration or proclamation stating the general sense of the council in support of or in opposition to particular positions relating to 1639 or the Second Amendment. See, to me, a proclamation wouldn't be the right thing because that's something that the mayor reads. You'd have to do a motion, a declaration. But, you know, honestly, I can't support it right now. And it's not that I don't support the idea. I just think it's too soon. I think
just because it hasn't vetted out in the courts doesn't make it not wrong.
I'm not saying it's wrong. It's a timing issue.
But I see no timing issue with a non-specific, maybe not proclamation, but not resolution, but...
Motion,
thank you.
So talk to David about it. See if he can draft something. You know, bring it to the council. We can have another discussion. I mean, if you have an actual motion, you know, you could do it again during council reports. Mm-hmm. You could have your motion ready to go.
Why wouldn't you wait until after?
Or you could put it on the agenda.
And then find out where your full body council wants to go. And then send it to the attorney to...
Yeah, because you already have the opinion of the attorney.
Yeah,
right.
And so why waste his time to do that when he's working on all these other things that are on the list here for code changes?
So if you don't have the support of the council, then there's no reason for David to write a motion or proclamation or whatever. Right?
Mm-hmm. Well, if I don't have the support of the council, I can make a personal...
You can say,
you can do whatever
right?
you want.
So, it...
But the thing is that when you do that, you have to say, I am speaking on behalf of myself and I'm not speaking on behalf of the city council. That's all you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can do that.
Yeah.
That's perfectly fine. So, okay.
Just trying to avoid the media circus because I've had, let's just say there are many folks who would love to come fill this room with very angry and loud people from across the state.
And that's not the approach I want to take, right? I don't think that really fixes anything, right? And they've tried to do that at you know, multiple counties. And it's pushed the people to act, right? So they had the same discussions we're having. Well, let's just wait till the lawsuit figures out. And then you get a room full of people screaming and yelling at you to protect their rights or at least say something, right? It changes your approach, right? So then you're not so worried about waiting, right? Especially for something that's not necessarily binding or increasing risk for the city, right? So I think that we kind of, we're kind of protected because we'll just wait for the I think if more cities and counties would do exactly what I'm proposing, which is come out and say, we do not support this onslaught on constitutional rights, whether it's in litigation or not, whether there's a specific initiative or legislative HR, whatever, right, that it might send a note to those who think we're just going to roll over until it's decided in court.
So, you could have both in here. You could have people for I-1639, and you can have people against it. And Janie and I have been through both where you got the loud ones yelling, and you got, you know, the other side yelling. Yeah.
Well, that's what I want to avoid, though. I don't mean
you're going to end up with chaos.
We do not want to get a bunch of orange shirts in here and then a bunch of yellow vests in here yelling at each other. Right?
I lived through 2 years to know how to handle and to stay within my duty as a council member, not to sit up there and just speak for myself, but to speak for my citizens. I've learned how to do that in 8 years. So I need to know what our citizens want. And when I said that for number three, it should have been I-1639. This is a discussion right here. Your council's doing it. Come listen. So.
Once again, I think it's bigger than 1639. That's why I didn't just say 1639. It's not just about 1639, right? It's about all the other onslaughts that go along with it and the other currently in motion legislative work that's being done around that would impede or, you know, infringe upon constitutional rights. That's why it's...
We've talked about it for the last, whatever, it's always been...
Well, 1639 is at the forefront, but gosh, every time you turn around, there's another bill that's going through the legislature that is just, when you look at it from a constitutionalist point of view, you're just shaking your head how somebody who's taken the same oath we have... or even, you know, more, could support something like that. So,
but the thing is...
The police department, our own police department has asked, you know, they're not, they want to wait, the sheriff, all the sheriffs, I mean, you got to think a lot of them are not for I-1639 as well.
Well, that's why 15 of them have come out against it.
To the King County sheriffs, Pierce County, Homish County, they're saying, let's...
Well, there's the political side of that, right? It would be political suicide for a King County sheriff to come out against 1639. That's exactly why Mitzi hasn't said a thing. So, and then Bob Ferguson goes and threatens sheriffs where he has no right to.
It's Well,
the other thing to keep in mind, too, whether we like it or we don't like it, is that, number one, those folks in Olympia were elected by a majority of the citizens of the state of Washington, heavily influenced by King Pierce, Snohomish, and Kitsap counties. But nevertheless, they are duly elected. They're going down and doing their job. Now, do they have agendas? A lot of them do. You talk to them, and I've been down in Olympia. You go talk to them, and they say all the right things. But do they walk their talk when they get amongst themselves? Maybe, maybe not. So when they go in with their political agenda, they're duly elected, they have a majority, the citizens lose quite frequently. And that's where the courts come in. Because someone, whether you know it's a Second Amendment rights group or the NRA or whoever that may be, comes in and files a lawsuit, then it does get settled in court. And that's the only way that you can turn this stuff around is by a court action. So, don't have to like it, but that's what the reality is.
No, I understand how the courts work, and I understand how the voice of the people work, right? Yeah. Our other option is to vote those people out, right?
Yeah. So, yeah.
But that takes time.
Well, in our district, for the first time ever, we elected a Democrat congressperson. This district used to be heavily Republican. We always, you know, there were times when we would have maybe a Democrat senator and two representatives, or sometimes it was all three Republicans. This area is changing, whether we like it or not. And it makes it more difficult when they don't have the same opinion about things that we may have.
I look, it's walking the talk.
And
I look, this is something that doesn't go along party lines. It may, in reality, have a lot of to do with party lines, but this is more of a constitutional issue. And me being a constitutional libertarian, that's why it gets in my craw.
Yeah. Oh, and I understand that. But again, that's why we need to let the court system do their thing.
But you can bring it to the next meeting and bring it up. And if you don't get consensus from the group, then you can...
I'll just keep bringing it up. No, that's your why.
I don't give up that easily.
So that's your right? why, not only as a council member, but as a citizen of Black Diamond and of the state of Washington. And if you want to bring in people to talk to us during open public comment period, that's what that's for. Let the locals come in and talk to us about it.
Okay.
Because I haven't heard from anybody. Well, maybe one person.
I can't say that. So, is there any further discussion?
I move that we adjourn.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.